Notwithstanding the government's position that employees awaiting COVID-19 test results in Barbados should not report for work, people like this woman are under some mounting pressure.
Well, you know, we have to wait on the test. But they're saying because it's taking so long, they're threatening you to come back or you lose your job. It's stressful because I have to abide with the laws of this land. You know, you get tested, you stay at home until you get the results. So it's putting you now to put others at risk if you are positive. It has me stressed out, to be honest. It's very stressful.
Attorney at law Michael Lashley also reports that some of his clients have been coming with the same complaint.
I have said to clients or persons who have retained me that any action taken by the employer to terminate the contract with employment during this period of time is unlawful, and that they intend to go to the court of law if such action is taken by the employer. Now, what about those other employees who cannot afford legal representation at this time and who are being pressured by employers to get back to work, knowing full well the COVID-19 situation? And I believe respectfully, sir, that the employer also owes a duty of care to other employees, because, of course, he cannot force a person who is not in possession of a test result to come back to work.
Another attorney, Michelle Russell, who specializes in labor law, believes that such insistence on the part of the employer is short-sighted.
First of all, there was a national directive given that if you are awaiting test results, you must self-isolate, so that an employer cannot override that national objective, which was done under the Emergency Management Directive, though not included as a clause, it's still part of the public health crisis. So that if you require an employee to come in while he's awaiting his test results, you risk exposure to other staff members in the event that your employee tests positive. You risk exposure to customers and the wider community at large, so that it's short-sighted. So that you're thinking, right now I'm short on hands, I need my employees to come in. But what you've done is created a bigger part of the problem where you're exposing the greater community to risk. And if other staff are exposed, then they also will have to self-isolate and you run out of staff again. And you add to the backlog at the lab. Prime Minister herself spoke about it. She said the sick days should not be docked. She also said no employee must go in while they are waiting test results. And the Ministry of Health itself, when you do call and actually get through to the hotline, make it very clear that these persons must self-isolate. That if an employer tries to dock pay, tries to force you to use your sick pay, or worse yet, tries to dismiss you, these are all infringements of the employee's rights for which they would have legal recourse. In particular, if there was any form of dismissal, that would trigger Section 30 of the ERA, which would make it automatically an unfair dismissal and entitle the employee to award of the basic award plus up to 52 weeks' wages.
According to Ms. Russell, an employer could end up paying up to a year's wages to a worker dismissed in such circumstances. And there's a suggestion from Mr. Lashley.
Those employees, too, I believe, that don't have the representation. I don't know if you could look at a situation where the state can now look to amend the Community Legal Services Act for this period, so that the state can have attorneys representing them only for this period, because currently the Community Legal Services Act would not apply. But this is a situation where the employees or vulnerable employees will be protected from the actions of unscrupulous employers.
Attorney at Law Michael Lashley, we return to this subject on tomorrow's edition of Sagicor's Early Business.